Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
School of Humans. Wow, it's Cadaver Gals, your favorite show. Cadaver Gals, this is a show where we talk about all of the weird ways people have died throughout history so that we can cope with our own mortality. Look at us coping. We're doing a great job. Taylor's in a bathroom.
Yep, sitting on a toilet right now. With the
She's
seat down, don't worry.
She's using the bathroom.
Ew. The seat's down, don't worry.
That's not how you're supposed to use it, Taylor.
That wouldn't
That's
be good for audio.
Disgusting. The image that is going through my brain right now is actually really gross.
Well, speaking of trigger warnings, just triggered Nika. But on this today's episode, we're going to be talking about a haunted lake in Australia.
Australia, yeah.
Sorry, Australian listeners.
Again.
I know you don't appreciate that. But Nika's kind of authentic to Australia, so it's okay. It's okay. She can do that. Then we'll also hear about the death of a prominent whiskey gentleman. So, woot, woot. Today's trigger warnings, we're going to have ghosts, drowning, drinking, infections. And you know what? No rape and incest today. So, you guys are lucky. This is a special treat.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll get into it after the theme.
Cadaver Gals.
So Nika, tell us about this lake. Yes.
Why do we lakes? We love
Australia.
Yes. You know, lakes is where we go, you know, put some shrimp on the barbie. We go camping. It's fun. It's great. I got a Sheila with me. Yep.
I feel like you do Australia stuff just to like, I feel like you're just like trolling Australians now.
No, I'm not. I really do miss the continent. Like, I do. And I guess, and it has such weird stories. Like, people always say that Florida is the Australia of the U.S. But honestly, I don't think anything's like Australia, okay? Big love for my Aussies. Oi, oi, oi. Am I right? Okay. So, this is actually a pretty tragic story, though. So, I'm going to tone it down now. So, we are going to a haunted lake in a haunted place. It's a pretty sad story. So, let's start with Australian people. Most are actually pretty outdoorsy, and they love to camp and hike and be outside and barbecue. They love to go to the beach when they can. I mean, I remember when I was younger, like, they would go, like, barefoot or, like, in flip-flops literally everywhere. It's just such a chill place to be.
Though you're like really profiling these people, you know, you're like, they all like water, they all like the outdoors. You know what? I want to stand up for the inside Australians who have never gone outside before and they live in a dark basement.
Okay. Well, yes. No. Okay. That's fair. Yes. We're not going to profile all Australians, but it is very Australian culture to be like, hey, let's go camping, put some shrimp on the barbie. You know what I mean? At least just from what I remember. And honestly, I have some great memories there. So I'm not even mad about it.
How do you put the shrimp on the barbie? Because wouldn't it just fall through?
That's a great question. I've always wondered that too, Gabs.
Australian listeners, add us. How do you put shrimp on the barbecue?
I don't, they have to honestly, be big daddies.
They would have to be big daddies.
Jumbo shrimps.
What I will say is when I did go to barbecues, first of all, there was never shrimp, so I don't know why I always say shrimp on the barbie. Second of all, there was always usually like hot dogs, like, and they were amazing, but instead of using hot dog buns, they would use white bread sandwich bread, like as the bun, and they would just wrap it around, and it was like the most normal thing in the world. And I actually thought that was the way normal hot dogs were until I went to the U.S., and found out, indeed, that is not the case. Anyway, so.
I mean, what is a bun except bread?
You know.
I think it's fine.
Well, thank you for validating the Australians. So, you know, camping. We're doing it. We love it. I mean, I don't like it, but some people do. And that is exactly what 37-year-old Shannon Hoffman was planning to do with his bunny around October of 2020. So this is pretty recently. So they pack up and they head to Babinda Boulders. I love the names. In Queensland, which I used to live in Queensland, so that's funny and kind of scary.
Hilarious.
And I
also wish...
you are literally such a fucking bitch, Taylor. Lovingly. Okay. So, and what that place is, it's this beautiful, you know, reserve. It has camping grounds. It has tropical rainforest. And it has a very popular swimming hole that is totally safe to play in and cool off in. However, just...
Question.
Yes.
How many shrimps are on the barbecue in this specific place?
You know, Gabby, I think what we have to do is just have you go and check it out and put that in the podcasting budget so you can really journalistically investigate this.
Okay, I accept.
Wonder
Cadaver Gal season 2 spin-off series, this investigation. Okay, so sorry.
Visiting Australia. Anyway, so super normal, safe place to go swim. However, just 1.7 miles downstream from the safe swimming hole is a naturally occurring pool known as the Devil's Pool.
Oh.
Yes. And this one, my friends, is off limits and very much not safe. Hence the name, the Devil's Pool.
Wait, do they have like a fence around it? Or I mean,
no,
how would
fence.
You put fence in water? Just like,
you know,
don't go here.
It seems like there's like a viewing area on, not on top, but like nearby the Devil's Pool where you can see it because it's really beautiful. It has naturally occurring boulders and they've been like smoothed out because the water kind of rushes through them. So it's very beautiful to look at. We'll actually post pictures. But in the viewing point, it literally says, this is a no swim zone. It is very dangerous. It is illegal to swim here. Do not do it. And yet, if we know people, we know that people are going to do shit that they're not supposed to do. So that is what happened. So Shannon and his friend were camping and they decided to take a dip in the Devil's Pool.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes. Shannon and his friend both disappeared under the surface of the water. Now, the Devil's Pool has many underwater chutes and strong water currents that can pull people under, like, at literally any moment. And it looks like that's probably what happened to these campers. And people have actually described that the waters just seem to pull you backwards as if by an invisible force. And what I find really creepy about this is that the water is crystal clear. So usually, if you're, like, swimming somewhere, you don't really see what's going on under. But this water is actually totally beautiful. You can see everything. And so you would think you could see if there were like deeper holes or if there were like spinning water underneath or whatever. Like, I feel like you would see that coming. And then the other weird thing about this is that the water, for the most part, is seemingly very still, especially in the pool area. There's like a rapids area that leads to the waterfall, which even then isn't like crazy rapids. It's just like a normal, you know, waterfall or whatever. A rapid at a normal rapids pace. But in like the Devil's Pool area, the water's basically still. So you would think, oh, let me take a dip in here. You know, why not?
Why not? You know? Because there's a sign that says don't do it.
I know. I'm just saying that, like, in your, you know, in your brain, you would be like, that looks fine. That looks fine. And then, you know, you're cooling off. It feels nice. And next thing you know, you're being pulled down underwater and you can't get out. And the scary thing is that it seems like underwater, there's a lot of logs that are jammed in the chutes and stuff. And so a lot of people, what happens is that when they go underwater, pulled by invisible force, pulled by the current, pulled by whatever, they actually end up getting trapped by those logs. And there have been instances where bodies that have been stuck there that divers have had to go fish out. That is not the right word to use for that, but go recover. They have had to do sometimes 7 or 8 dives because logs keep getting jammed and branches keep getting jammed, preventing them from going to get the bodies and making it dangerous even for the divers to go and rescue these people or at least retrieve, obviously, their corpses. So it's just a scary place. Now, his friend managed to actually surface, which is great, but Shannon was nowhere to be found. And then a search and rescue team was brought in that day. It was a Monday. And police divers finally found Shannon's body on Wednesday morning. So it was underwater, and it was 200 meters upstream from the Devil's Pool. And this is a common occurrence. I mean, obviously, it does not happen daily, but it has happened enough to where they have obviously made it illegal to swim in. Since 1959, around 20 people have died at the Devil's Pool, and all except one were men, which is kind of creepy. Now, people have said that this proves the Aboriginal legend that a young Indigenous woman's spirit lives in the Devil's Pool. And according to the story, her name was Ulana, which is a beautiful name. And apparently, she had married a very respected elder from her tribe, and they were living together, you know, doing the thing. But then she met a young hot man from a different tribe, and they began a secret relationship.
Oh, no.
Yes. They decided... they decided that they wanted to be together, as, you know, young, passionate couples do. So they ran away to the forest near the Devil's Pool. Now, her tribe chased her down and capture the both of them. But she got free and ran to the Devil's Pool, jumping in, calling for, his name was Diga, to follow her. And then she died in the waters, calling his name. And it is said that she still haunts the site, looking for her forbidden lover and pulling men into the deep.
Oh.
Mm. Well, Shannon should be lucky then to be so lucky to find a gal pal under the water.
Oh my gosh, Gabby. I mean... that's fair. So other than the deaths that happened in the pool, because I was like, okay, like these are underwater currents, okay? This isn't proven to be haunted.
Well, what did Shannon's friend say happened? Like, what was his, you know?
The invisible force, the current, just like pulled them under.
I just didn't know if he had like some...
No,
he had a vision.
No, yeah. And he also wanted to remain anonymous, which I was like... what creepy shit happened, Shannon's friend, that you don't want to talk about?
Secondary question, and this may be like an asshole thing to ask, but like, okay, so it's illegal. So like, does this guy's friend die and then also get fined for swimming in the pool, you know?
I actually didn't check that, but I would assume so if he survived.
So, I mean, it's yes. Just like, it just seems like such a double whammy. Like, you know, double it's like, whammy. I feel like.
Devil's whammy.
I feel like he figured out why he was punished for it, you know? So, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah. 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 Well, but I wanted to find more evidence on, like, whether this is actually haunted or not. And I have three pieces.
Three pieces of ghost evidence.
Three pieces of ghost evidence, okay? You know, it's funny. I always like doing the paranormal, like, stories or whatever. But when it comes to actually watching scary movies or even doing any of this, like, in actual real life, other than just reading about it very lightly, I cannot bring myself to do it.
You are so afraid of ghosts.
I am terrified because I respect
that you look into these things.
I know. It's weird. I just respect them a lot. Anyway, so other than the deaths that happened in the pool, which, again, many deaths and many of them men, most of them men, which is pretty crazy. There was a report that a young man vanished after he kicked a plaque that was erected honoring the dead. He fell into the pool and drowned right after he kicked the plaque, which is kind of sus, right? And then there was another disappearance. I mean,
that's also called karma.
Okay, yes, but that's still a part of the spirit world, right? And there was another disappearance in the early 2000s. Listen to this shit. This couple, this man and a woman, they were actually just standing on a rock formation in front of the devil's pool. So they were not even inside of the pool, right? And an eyewitness said that the water rose as if by a force of not nature and took the couple and knocked them out and brought them into the water. And the man was never seen again and the woman survived. Now, authorities said it was a flash flood. So, okay. But still, the woman survived. The man drowned. What? And
wow, if that wasn't evidence.
Thank you. And if that wasn't enough, many images have been taken of the devil's pool that apparently reveal ghostly faces coming up from the water. So
I want to see this.
But there's
right
only
this
one
second.
Ghost.
Well, but imagine like all the ghosts of the men that she's taken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I forgot about
ooh,
them.
Shut
what about
down.
The shrimp? The shrimp. Ghost, the ghost of shrimp on the barbecue. I think it's a bunch of shrimp, honestly, under the surface that are dragging people under because they don't want to be barbecued.
That's you fair. Know? PETA would say that. They would agree.
Ew, I'm looking at pictures of it.
Of the,
well,
of the devil's pool?
Just...
It's tempting, isn't it?
I mean, I definitely will not go in the devil's pool because I don't like having fun and swimming, so...
What I find funny is that, like, there are many, like, swimming holes in that just reserve in general. And they're like, beautiful swimming holes. Come, like, hang out. Have fun. Just don't go in the devil's pool. Like, really quietly. And then it's like, but all the other ones are 6,000% safe. I'm like, I don't know, y'all.
Except for this other one. Don't go to this one. Yeah, it's we're going to have a
no,
good time, but
literally,
don't go to this
exactly,
one.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But that's the story. That's the devil's pool. I love haunted things. Chase that, mate.
Cheers to that. Okay. Thank you, Nika, for giving us something to be afraid of and, you know, super proving the fact that it's haunted. This is Cadaver Gals. And when we get back, we're going to talk about a local haunted lake. Yay.
Woohoo.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity?
because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Wow. Welcome back to Cadaver Gals. And we had a issue, but now we're back. I mean, you don't know about the issue because we edit. Wow. Look at us. Girl bosses editing.
We're never, ever doing a live show ever. It would just not work.
It'd be a mess. So Nika was telling us a story about a haunted lake, and that one in Australia is obviously not the only haunted lake out there. You know, it's not that special, honestly. Actually, that one does sound kind of special compared to other haunted lakes, but we all live in Georgia, and there is a local lake in Georgia called Lake Lanier.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. And if you ever look at Instagram if you look at TikTok, on Twitter, they talk about this. It's haunted. That's what people say. I think we've all had experiences or heard stories about Lake Lanier.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point, we were even going to try to make a podcast about Lake Lanier and how it was haunted. But then the thing is, I started talking to people about Lake Lanier and I was like, wow, this is actually just like not as interesting as I thought it was going to be. Because a lot of times people are like, oh, there's so many people who die there every year. But, you know, sadly for us as producers who want to sensationalize things, unfortunately, it is pretty average the amount of people who die. Like the people who die in Lake Lanier, other lakes around the country and around the, I don't
know,
around the world.
Special.
Around the country. It's honestly like not that special. And there's like other lakes that are, you know, have like more interesting things happening. There is a lady who died in the 50s who drowned, and they said it was she's the lady of the lake. And also, you know, people talk about how a bunch of, you know, cemeteries and stuff are underneath the lake because being a man, it is a man-made lake, which is like just not as fun as a real lake, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, how lame it would be if you were haunting a man-made lake, TBH. But yeah, there are like a bunch of towns and stuff and like people's property that, you know, they bought up to fill in the lake. So there were, you know, cemeteries and stuff under there. But I talked to this one historian and he was really interesting. He was saying that like they tried to excavate a lot of those cemeteries before they were going to fill in the lake. And there's just like this one story about this little boy who, I think it was a lot of boys in that area, like they got this after school job for a while where they would go and like dig up caskets and then move them to like another part. So can you imagine
that
being
kind of traumatizing?
Well,
I know your after school job is like moving bodies.
But, like, but can you imagine like being the parent and being like, my son or my daughter or whatever, my kids, I'm sending them off to dig up bodies. Like what?
I'm scared. Well, maybe they didn't have a choice, but regardless, that is super terrifying. I don't want that to be anyone's part.
They got rid of they got
I mean,
drafted.
It was like rural Georgia. I feel like there's probably other weird things going on at the time, you know. This was in like the 50s, I think. No, this was in the 30s. No, I forgot.
Okay.
It was a time
but
ago.
I'll remember one day.
Yeah.
It was sometime in the 20th century to like the mid early when this was happening. But I did, in doing like this research though, the thing that is creepy about it, which is probably, you know, maybe similar to the logs at the Australian Devil's Pool, but there are in Lake Lanier, next time you go out there on your boat, there are at least 35 unrecovered bodies that are at the bottom of the lake.
Okay, literally, how do you go to Lake Lanier and swim and shotgun, you know, White Claws, knowing that, being aware of
easy.
That?
Easy. It's easy. I could do it right now.
Gabby!
I could never. I mean, like, I feel like everyone has swam where some bodies are. They must have, okay? The ocean. Big.
Bathtubs.
Ooh, can you imagine?
Big bathtubs.
I can't about that.
There are probably times where you are, like, super close to a dead body and you don't even know it. I mean, obviously there is times where you do when you're at a cemetery, but, like,
really makes you think.
It makes you think. It's like a lot of people have died or something. But okay, so I talked to this guy. He's a diver at Lake Lanier, and kind of what he does is he, like, if you lose something at Lake Lanier, you can call him up and he'll like go try to find it, which is a fun hobby to have. And I was talking to him and he was the one telling me that there's probably like 35 bodies that haven't been recovered. And then he was like, hey, do you know how drowning works? And I was like, not exactly. And he's like, let me explain it to you. So this is what happens when
heck?
You drown.
Oh my gosh.
Though, I mean, if you were like looking for like a drunk, like white girl's, like, you know, tennis bracelet under the water or whatever, I'm sure you're a little jaded.
but that's fair.
But basically, he was telling me, so what happens when you drown is you go underneath the water and there's like a subconscious part of your brain that's like, hey, like even if you're passed out, it's like, hey, you need to breathe. And it's like in the, what is it called? The medulla, which is the part of the brain where that controls a lot of body function. So even when you're like passed out from lack of oxygen, your body will breathe in. Then once your lungs are filled with water, your body is no longer positive buoyant, you come to negative buoyant, which means that you're heavier than the water, and then you sink underneath the water until you get to the bottom of the lake.
Is
drowning specifically at Lake Lanier. But the thing is, at the bottom of Lake Lanier is a lot of times, like usually when people drown, you know, they're, you know, the gases that are in your intestines and stuff will start to expand and they'll still be created. So eventually you will kind of like literally balloon up. So that's why when you find like drowned people, their skin is really thin from like ballooning up. And so then the ballooning up also makes you float back to the surface. So usually you'll be found. But the problem with Lake Lanier is that, as we were talking about, there was a lot of, you know, towns and properties that were underneath the lake when they filled it in. And so there was also trees and stuff, and they didn't cut down all of the trees. Like if it was below a certain size, they would just, you know, they would leave it there or they would cut it down. And so it's just basically there's all these trees underneath the lake. So what happens is sometimes people, as they're floating down, you know, they have this negative buoyancy, but then even if their body does start to fill with gas, which then would make them usually float up 2 to 3 days later, sometimes what happens is they get stuck on the tree. Uh-oh. So they get a little pop, and so they don't float up to the top because they're stuck on it and all the gases are released from being
Oh my gosh. What you are describing when people go to Lake Lanier is that there is basically a town/forest at the bottom of the lake, even if it's, you know, obviously a lot of it was bought off, sold, blah blah, whatever, torn down, there's still that there. And then like Christmas ornaments, there are bloated bodies stuck to these trees.
Well, they're no longer bloated because they got popped.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, when a balloon, like went off into the sky and then it pops and then it falls into a tree. That's kind of like,
wow.
That.
But
wow.
I mean, I'm sure that's not 100% accurate, but I think to disturb everyone and feel bad, that is the description I will use.
Oh my goodness. Do you know why they made Lake Lanier even to begin with? Like, did they just just for recreation, like we're just for like, hey, let's make a big lake.
It's for power. A lot of the lakes in Georgia are, I think, like Georgia Power related. So it's energy. But I do think it was specifically, I think when they made it, there was a prophecy that foretold one day seltzer water would be turned into alcoholic seltzer water and you would want to drink it on a boat. And absolutely, that would be very popular. So I think that is ultimately probably why they made it was yes, for White Claw.
Yes, right.
Even though
right,
that is probably the worst seltzer.
Hey,
I know, hot take.
Wait. I have a hot take, a real hot take. No. Perrier now has
a real one. So dismissive.
Perrier has a seltzer now, and it is very good.
Is it good?
Yes.
I don't really like the seltzers that much, but I did have a watermelon White Claw recently, and that one was actually relatively okay. It was pretty good. I'll try the Perrier one.
Yep.
Not at Lake Lanier, though.
No.
Yeah, I don't really like seltzers that much because when I drink, I am just really hoping I'm gaining a lot of weight. So I like to have, you know, more dense alcohol to drink.
I was actually at the beach recently and this guy came up to us and they were like, do you want, what did he say? He was like, hey, do you want some Trulies? And I was like, no, like we're fine. He was like, are you sure? We can bring them to you. And we were like, no, it's honestly totally fine. He was like, okay, sorry to bother you. And I was like, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. I just don't really like them that much. And also, I wanted to mind my business and be with my friend. If you see a girl in a thong, in a bikini thong, she doesn't want to really talk to you. It's not an invitation, lovingly. It's called getting a good tan. Also, I'm going to a nudist beach this week. I'm so excited. Anyway, yes.
Great.
Taylor.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, speaking of the heavier alcohols.
Oh, speaking of heavy. Oh, I see Taylor's trying to usurp me as host and transition into her story because she was like, sometimes we just like don't do that very quick. But like, I'm keeping track, Taylor. Okay. I know what's happening. And that is the segue I was going to do. Definitely 100%.
Yeah.
Was, you know, alcohol. And there's other alcohols besides White Claw. And sometimes you be drinking it because you make it and then shit be happening. So, Taylor, why don't you do your story now?
Okay.
That was so great.
So I'm also going to be talking a little bit about man drama, which I'm not trying to say that women aren't dramatic or anything, but I really think that we need to acknowledge that man drama exists. And here is a grand 100%. Example. So
100%. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
Like, we're all dramatic, let's be honest. Like, it's not mutual, you know, it's not any other specific gender. Anyway, so this is a story about Mr. Jack Daniels, who was evidently a real person, but his name was Jasper. But his buddies called him Jasper.
His name was Jasper?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that Jasper is that vampire from Twilight, the one that was actually a Confederate soldier that Alice was dating.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good vampire name.
I'd like to say that he spoke like this a little bit, and his name was Jasper.
Jasper.
Oh, my
Jasper.
God.
That accent may come in and out. Who knows? So also, I feel like this story should be more well known, but like maybe I'm just dumb and didn't know about it. But anyway, so if you've heard it, sorry. But if you haven't, yay, it's going to be a fun time. Okay, so Jasper.
Good story.
Yep, I'm done. Okay, so Jasper, when he was a kid, his mother died. His dad remarried. When he had a stepmom, didn't like his stepmom. Wasn't vibing with her, so he ran away, and he was like, I need some other direction, right? So he was taken in by a man of God, Reverend Dan Call, who also happened to be a whiskey distiller.
God loves whiskey.
But does he? He wouldn't have created man to then created whiskey if he didn't like whiskey. Am I right?
That's true. What year and where is this?
So, this is like the 1850s.
Heard. Okay, good.
So, this is where Jack Daniel's.
Is it like in Kentucky or something?
Tennessee.
Or Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Oh, right.
Tennessee.
That's the one.
Tennessee.
Which, okay, when I was writing this, there are so many songs out there about Jack Daniel's, Tennessee whiskey, and they just keep getting stuck in my head. They've been stuck in my head all day yesterday.
Thank you for your sacrifice, because I know those are probably all country songs.
They are, but one's actually Steel Drivers, and I really like Steel Drivers, so anyway.
It's all rap. It's all TikTok rappers.
Rapping about Tennessee whiskey. Okay. So anyway, this is the 1850s, and we cannot give Jack Daniel's the credit that for creating what we know and love today as Jack Daniel's. It was actually a slave named Nathan Nearest Green, and he was the real master.
Damn fucking right.
Yeah.
As per usual.
Yeah. So he was the one who taught Jack Daniel's everything. He was the real master. He became Jack's mentor. He actually, I believe he called him Uncle Nearest or Uncle Nathan. His nickname was Nearest, but his name is Nathan. Anyway, so Jack Daniel's company does give credit where credit is due. However, it wasn't until the New York Times put out this article calling them out on it. They were like, hello, is this guy, this slave who actually was the one, like, he taught Jack everything he knows. Like, he was the one that basically, did it. But we'll get back there. But in 2016, Jack Daniel's, they changed up their tours and whatnot, their website and everything, and gave him credit. So
thanks, New York Times.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for that expose.
Exactly. So during this time, Jack was learning the ways. He was literally like going out and selling whiskey to Civil War soldiers. This is like during this time, right? And apparently he was quite the salesman. People really liked it. So back to Reverend Call, who took in Jack Daniel's. He was given, remember, he was a preacher, a reverend, whatever. And he was given an ultimatum by his wife and his congregation. They were like, okay, you can have God or you can have whiskey, but we'll all be damned if you have both. So Mr. Reverend Call said, there is nothing greater than God's love. So he sold his little...
Oh.
I know. He chose God over whiskey.
That's lame.
I know.
Wow.
But worked out for...
We're different.
It worked out for Jack, right? Worked out for old Jasper. He sold his distillery to Jack for $25, which at the time I was like, oh, how much is that? Like, that seems like a lot of money. But it's like $870 today, which I thought that was going to be more, and maybe I'm wrong because...
For a whole distillery?
Well, I mean, it was like That's a smaller good, business. Right? I mean, it's not what it is today, we'll say. Okay, fast forward, Civil War happening. As I said, Jasper was selling the whiskey to the soldiers. Civil War happens, slavery is abolished, and Jack and Nearest became buddies. Like, they've been buddies the whole time, right? So Jack's like, I'm going to hire you. And so Nearest became the first master distiller, which is, like, really cool. And that's a pretty, like, prestigious position and role. Like, he was the one that, like, created the whiskey. So it's disappointing that it took so long to give him credit. But Nearest's two sons, and I think three grandkids, they've all worked for Jack Daniel's since. And there are actually even some living relatives that are working there today, which I think that's really cool.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah, all in the family. That's sweet.
Yeah. Super cool. Anyway, I thought all that was cool, but we're not here to talk about that. Reverend Call, no longer part of the business. Jack is doing his thing. He's single. He's loving it. His nephews come in to work for him as well. But one day, Jackie Poo got into work early and he was like, you know, ready to make that money. So he's like, got to do some accounting stuff, hibbledy-dibbledy, all of the fun stuff, paperwork. So he goes to the safe. There's a picture of it, which we'll post, but it's like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 feet tall, just based on looking at this picture. So I don't know. It's not that big, but he's like turning the little dial, tickety tick. And wouldn't you know it, he forgot the gosh darn combination. And how frustrating is that? So, as any frustrated white man in the 1850s would do, kidding, because I would probably do this as well, he kicked the safe out of rage with his left foot and broke his toe. And
oops.
So I imagine he's like, well, I do declare my lower phalanges doth hurt. I just really, like, I was really getting into his mindset yesterday, I guess. And this was the beginning.
You're doing a lot of good, like, character-driven work right now, Taylor. You're doing a great job.
We'll get back there.
If you've had a shot of whiskey.
I've actually
before doing this show.
I have been enjoying doing like accents and like taking on characters and stuff lately. But anyway. Okay, so this was the beginning of the end for old Jasper. So that toe injury got infected, as they do, and feet are really gross. I hate feet. But his toe got so bad, they were like, we're going to have to amputate your foot. And then they were like, that's not enough. We're going to need to take your leg too. And he got a case of the gangrene. And that is essentially death of tissue caused by either loss or extreme reduction of blood flow to an area, most likely your extremities, arms, legs, feet, and whatnot. Or it's like a bacterial infection, but I suppose they're not mutually exclusive. I was like trying to look up the difference between gangrene and necrosis. I was looking up what the difference between necrosis and gangrene was, and it was kind of unclear. Like they're very similar. It's just like the death of tissue, right? And one, I think the difference is like one's by more of an accident and one's like kind of unnecessary. But anyway, I accidentally looked up pictures and it is really gross. Don't do it.
Oh my gosh, Taylor, you of all people who hate feet. Why would you do that?
And it was just black and just, I hated it. I hated every part of it.
That's really nasty.
Yeah.
Did you know that feet is the third most eroticized part of your body after the sex organs?
I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm really gross.
Like more than titties?
Well, I think titties count as a sex organ.
Do they?
They're not sex organ. Organ. Organ.
Oh, so it's like vagina, penis,
I
titties.
Guess. And then feet or titties might be after feet, actually, if we're talking about the definition of sex organs. It's one of those. It's one of those. Basically, feet are extremely eroticized.
Well, yeah, that's so. People like are making money off of feet pics.
God, I wish that was me. Okay.
Anyway, so Jack is not doing so hot. He's like, I'm going to take care of my company. So since he didn't get married or have kids of his own, he had some nephews. Oh, he was like the youngest of 10, so surely he had a lot of nieces and nephews. But he handed his business over to his favorite nephews to take care of the place. And as you can imagine, poor old Jack Daniels met his demise, succumbing to the gangrene at the ripe age of 61 on August 10th, 1911. It is said that he could have solved the whole thing if he just dipped his toe in his own elixir, which I don't know if that's true, but...
Oh, that's tragic, though. That's sad.
And ironic, but...
That would be the secret Jack Daniels recipe, is just a little bit of gangrene.
Ew! Oh, my gosh.
My gosh. No, it's actually it's about, like, the filtration, actually, is, like, charcoal and, like, some stuff. Anyway, but Jack Daniels went out with some wise words. Do you want to hear what his last words were?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. He says, old Jasper says, one last drink, please.
That's it?
Wait, allegedly. That's it? He said he wanted one last drink. No word if he actually got his last drink, but I absolutely love this. He was like, I just need another drink. He was a huge whiskey lover, huge whiskey fan. It was his passion. And so, yeah, that's the story of how Jack Daniels came about and went out of this world. So there you go.
I genuinely don't know if I've ever had Jack Daniels whiskey.
What?
You probably had it by accident.
I was going to say, yeah, probably by accident, but never like intentionally tasting the flavors. Just kind of like the one year that I was a little bit bananas and just wanted shots to get drunk and not to actually taste anything.
Literally, well,
yes, that's when you would have had it for sure.
Okay, that makes more sense.
In Atlanta, that is like people's shot of choice. I discovered.
Well, it's usually like Jameson, actually.
Oh, you're right. It is Jameson.
Actually.
All right, Taylor, stop getting us off track.
I'm sorry.
You know Taylor and alcohol.
That's not really off track. That's really not that off.
Okay, but I got to wrap it up so that then we can go to the next section.
Okay, great.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That was a great story, Taylor. You did a terrific job with that one. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, some silly, silly people who stole some whiskey. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Oh, we're back, Cadaver Gals. Here we are.
Wait, our stories today are about podcasts that have died.
They are about podcasts who've died.
So it's like, it's
because
it's like Cadaver Inception.
Ooh, Deathception. Conception.
Not Conception.
Basically, what's happening is the previous tangent I went on was about a podcast that didn't end up working out. But another podcast of ours that didn't end up working out is we wanted to do a podcast about Pappygate, which happened back in 2015-ish. But unfortunately, no one ever got back to us. And the reason why is because a Netflix anthology was released recently and it is featured in this. So I understand it. I mean, Netflix does have a lot of clout, so I totally get if they wanted to go with Netflix. Okay, I understand. But Pappygate, do you guys know what Pappy Van Winkle is?
I literally don't. Yes. Is that the guy who slept for a very long time and then woke up with a big beard? And
no, that's Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But Pappy they do Van have Winkle, the similar names.
He makes it's bourbon. And
yeah,
it's really expensive and really delicious.
Yeah, so Pappy Van Winkle is kind of fake, though, because it's like basically with the whiskey industry, it was like popular in like the 60s and 70s. But then afterwards, people just started drinking like fruity drinks, which I'm like, yeah, fruity drinks are great. So it was more like a vodka, rum, tequila scene. But it wasn't until I think it was like the early 2000s or so, where some whiskey was becoming more popular. And then I think we all remember the hipster era, where craft bourbon, craft whiskey was super popular and everyone was sipping on it and everyone was like, yeah, whiskey sounds good or whatever. So Pappy Van Winkle is interesting because it is notoriously hard to find. Usually if you find it in a store, it goes for like $300. But then there's also like the whiskey black market where some people have bought it for like thousands of dollars. Because people are dumb. And it's like, it's also funny because a lot of Pappy Van, I think it's a lot of hype. Because like this whiskey didn't exist until like 2005. Like the way they market it seems like it's been around forever. I mean, it's like aged a lot of years. But it's kind of just like, I feel like this is a lot with whiskey brands and like craft whiskey is a lot of it's just like really good marketing. And it's trying to like hype itself up. So it's kind of like, I mean, not to brag, I've had Pappy before and it's fine. You know, it's not like the best. They just make it seem like it's cool because it's rare and was aged a long time, which doesn't necessarily mean it's a good whiskey. So I'm just like super alt and not really that into it. So but there is this guy. OK, so Pappy Gate, what had happened is in the late 1980s, this guy named Gilbert Toby Kurtzinger, he goes by Toby, he started working at the Buffalo Trace Distillery. And he, you know, had a really good career there, had like was doing a lot of different jobs from like, you know, managing the distillery to like, you know, doing all other sorts of stuff with the business. And so it's sort of like a typical sort of thing that people would do is like at the end of your workday, yeah, take a couple bottles of whiskey home, which that seems like a lot of whiskey, but you know, that was like kind of a normal thing. But he ended up, you know, taking a few more bottles home and he started selling them. And he was like, oh, this is kind of lucrative. So he ended up creating a whole, okay, I was going to say he started making a whole whiskey selling ring, but that makes it sound too fancy. I think he was just a guy who like worked at a place and was like, oh, I can take these bottles easily. And he got a bunch of like distributors. And by distributors, I mean, he started kind of working with members of his softball team.
Okay.
He would take whiskey from the distillery and then he would sell it and disperse it amongst his softball team. And then they would sell it to other people. And there were some other people involved, like his wife and his father-in-law. And I think there was even a police officer that was kind of involved in this ring because he was specifically taking Pappy Van Winkle. Yeah, he took rare whiskeys like Pappy Van Winkle and other types of whiskeys and then they would, you know, resell them on this, you know, softball gang.
what
yeah,
when was this, what year was this, sorry?
So and this was in, I think they said he started doing this maybe in the early 2000s, but it was in 2013 where the distillery finally actually, you know, complained and realized, hey, we are missing 200 bottles of Pappy Van Winkle.
Wow.
Oh no.
And so at this point police were like, what? And so they, you know, talked to a lot of employees. They couldn't figure it out until in 2015 they got an anonymous tip that this guy, Toby, someone had spotted in his backyard multiple barrels that had been spray painted black. And so the cops went over there. They did a raid that was apparently like very casual. It was just like the most casual of raids where they just went in. They're like, yeah, there's the barrels. And then Toby was out on the porch just being like, yeah, I stole those.
What?
Whatever. Oh my God. But they're actually, those barrels weren't from the Buffalo Trace Distillery. Those were from the Wild Turkey Distillery. So, you know, I guess he had moved his operation to, you know, like other distilleries too. And they found like of those barrels, that was probably worth, you know, like $30,000 or something like that. And that was just, you know, one raid on his thing. But yeah, obviously, you know, Pappy Van Winkle is a little bit more valuable than that. So They were estimating in total over his Buffalo Trace smuggling that he might have, you know, ended up, you know, stealing like $100,000 worth of whiskey.
Wow.
And then redistributing it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of like not that much. You know, it just seems like this was like a casual thing he was doing that got out of hand. Mm-hmm. You know, just like taken too many paper clips from the office. Soon you have like a whole paper clip deficit, you know.
Oh my god.
But it's whiskey, because that's the supplies they have at the distillery.
I
instead of stapling, they just dump whiskey on things.
Great.
But yeah, so in he was caught, and then in 2017 he pleaded guilty. There's a bunch of other people. It was like a racketeering case, and a bunch of other people were indicted, but no one was sentenced to time except for Toby. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
Wow.
For $100,000 estimated stolen product. But, you know, because it wasn't a violent crime and he was a first-time offender, in 2018 he was released from prison and he's been on parole. He's going to be on parole until 2023. And also got his Netflix documentary, so good for him. Hopefully he got some money for that, you know, because apparently, you know, he's really been struggling. Obviously, he was fired from the distillery.
Yes, obviously.
He was fired. And so to support his family, he's been painting houses, apparently. So
yeah, this doesn't seem like it was this big mastermind plan, you know?
Yeah, and he said, like, he hasn't really spoken to the media that much, but the times that he has, he's always like, I'm sorry for what I did, but I wasn't exactly what you said. He's like, I wasn't a mastermind. I wasn't, like, some brilliant, like, gangster stealing whiskey or whatever, or, like, bootlegging. Like, you know, he wasn't even bootlegging at all, you know? And, like, that's obviously a huge part of, like, whiskey history. But yeah, so I really do feel like it is funny, but it's also, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, that fine line between like when do you become a criminal. Actually, that's a lie. He was doing this over like 2 decades, so you know, whatever. So that's the story of Toby and Pappy Gate.
Great, now you don't have to watch the Netflix series. I think you did a really great job, so don't even worry about Netflix.
Yeah, don't even worry about Netflix. You don't even have to look at it.
Gabby did it for
don't.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, I scooped Netflix because it came out. I scooped them. All right. Well, this has been another episode of Cadaver Gals, and we're so happy that you've listened thus far. And if you haven't, may you not get any whiskey. Just God. Is that a threat? Was that a good threat?
I think that is a threat. Mm-hmm. Be careful around bodies of water is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, especially if you're drunk on whiskey or White Claw.
Duly noted.
For real.
Truly noted.
Ooh, good one, Gabby.
All right, this is Cadaver Gals. We'll talk at you next week.
Cadaver Gals.
Cadaver Gals is a production of School of Humans and iHeartRadio. It is hosted and all the things by me, Gabby Watts, Nika Duarte, and Taylor Church. You can follow us on the internet on Twitter and Instagram at Cadaver Gals. Also, you can subscribe and review us, but only if you're going to say something nice. But if you don't, that's fine too. We're secure in ourselves and everything's perfect. Okay, bye.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.